Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Our topic today, focused selling.
As Bill and I were sitting down to discuss this podcast episode, we heard a noise outside and Bill said, "What's that?" And I realized it was the ice cream truck. So this ice cream man has been driving around our neighborhood for many, many years. And what we realized is he is such a perfect example of focused selling.
He's the original food truck and he knows where his customers are.
That's right.
So another thought on the food truck business. We used to go to North Carolina to visit our daughter. There was a brew pub there that did not serve food. But all the food trucks from the area would show up, so they went to where the customer is located.
You know, Bill, this might seem like such an obvious point that we're discussing. Of course, a salesperson wants to be where the customers are. But I think what happens sometimes is people get caught up in busy work or just get caught up in using their time that may not be the most productive. So this is a reminder to be really mindful of where you are so you can spend as much time as possible in front of your customers, whether it's virtually, whether it's on the phone, via email. But really, it's so important to be visible to your customers so they can find you.
Don't get stuck in the minutiae.
Right. That's right.
Right.
So what do you recommend, Bill, so people don't get stuck in the minutiae, so they can really be mindful of their time and be where their customers are?
I think at times you could just simply pick the phone up and call someone. "I'm checking in to see how you're doing." That's a good start.
Well, it is a good start. Yes, just make that connection.
So maybe once a week, set aside time to do that. Maybe there's someone that you've not chatted with for ages, and that would be a great opportunity to reconnect.
And you bring up a good point. It's important to schedule that time into your calendar, the time when you will actually be where your customers are. I know a lot of folks just schedule it in and they don't take any other phone calls or answer any other emails during that block of time.
That's your prospecting time.
Yes. And I think as a salesperson, it's important to protect your time. It's your valuable commodity.
That's true. That's a good way to focus on new business.
Indeed.
There we go.
Okay, stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up right now, and please don't do the meditation while you're driving or doing anything else requiring your full attention.
Till next time.
This meditation is designed to help you learn to focus so you can focus on your customers. So please start by taking a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column, and without changing the position of your head or your neck, gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close, and just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. You may want to notice the coolness of the air as you inhale and its warmth as you exhale. Or you may want to notice the length of your inhale and the length of your exhale without changing anything. Just notice. Now we'll begin a process of focusing on your breath
as you notice the rising and falling of your chest. So take a few breaths as you notice your chest rising and falling. And now you may want to repeat rising and falling silently to yourself as you notice your chest rising and falling as you breathe. So take a few more breaths, silently repeating these words. Okay, and slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings and open your eyes and know that you can pause anytime, bringing your attention to your breath and your chest rising and falling to help train your mind to focus.